It is an absolutely perfect fall day. Actually, it's a little cold. The sun's really bright. I had to stand over here in the shade, and I guess it isn't perfect. Actually, that's the point. Today on the Kick Some Class podcast, I wanted to talk about my struggle with perfectionism, and it's not there in all things, but in this one thing it is. I recorded this video that I thought would be awesome to get going on season two of the Kick Some Class podcast. And then I found out that my microphone was not plugged in. And so the passion and everything that I wanted to share was there, but the audio is not that great. My MacBook picked it up, but it wasn't great. And so I just decided that, you know, perfectionism stops us from doing stuff, and it's not gonna stop me. This is really good. At least I think it's good stuff that I can provide for you guys. So maybe you need to kick your perfectionism to the side, and that will help you kick some class. But that's what I'm doing today, and I hope you enjoy this episode that is all about why I wrote the book and why I think it's important, and how I'm gonna pick that book apart in season two, whether you own the book or not, whether you go out and get a copy or not. I don't really care. I mean, I do care, because go get it. But if you don't, you're still gonna get a lot of the content in this season of the Kick Some Class podcast. So I really hope that this blesses you, that you don't have to have it all figured out all the time without, you know, giving it out there to make a difference for somebody else. So here we go. Season two, Kick Some Class podcast. I hope you enjoy it. The first thing that we're going to look at is something that I call the three domains, right? So in my journey, I've kind of come to this place that there are three domains that we live in life. And those three domains are our personal life, our like professional life, and then our physical health. And so I go into kind of some detail of this in the book, because our life overflows, right? There's never anything that happens to us in one place in our life that doesn't overflow into the other two. So, you know, I've talked about this in previous episodes. You're having, you know, you don't get a lot of sleep, and then you go into work maybe crabby, and because you went into work tired and crabby, you kind of had a poor outlook on the day. And because of that poor outlook in the day, you actually had a bad day. And then because you had a bad day, and you come home and your emotions are spent and your energy is spent, and that whole issue is overflowing now onto those people that matter to you. And so those three domains are really important because of the overflow, and because those people at home and because of your health are probably actually higher up that ladder, or should be, than your job. Now, just as a quick balance to that, the people in your life are really valuable to you. And so you need to be there for them. You need to be present. You need to be healthy. You need to be whole. You need to be happy. All that good stuff. However, the people at school are just as valuable to somebody else. And so I call this the everybody's Addie principle. So you may have heard me talk about my daughter Addie from time to time, obviously a big reason, and I read about her a lot in the book and how it kind of transformed my life with her arriving a little bit later in life than I had hoped, but glad to be invited to the party, even if we're showing up late. Is every kid that you have in your classroom, regardless of what age, is somebody's Addie, somebody's kid, somebody's whole world maybe, or a part of it. And so making a difference in their life, it's huge, and you can't do that unless you're operating on all cylinders in your physical body with rest and energy and health and all that good stuff, and you actually have a personal life that is restorative or gives back some of the things that your job or some other part of your life might take away. So in the midst of that, I actually had this realization that not only are those three domains of life the things that matter most to us, they're actually a clue as to how we were designed, created to live and to be. And that is to be healthy, to make an impact, and to connect deeply with other people. And so if that's what we're wired to do, then when we're not doing those things, it might actually be a clue to us that something's out of place. So if you don't have any energy to go to your job, or you feel like the second you think about your job, your energy drops, right? There's a problem there in your thought process that is meant to be a clue for you. If the same thing happens with a personal relationship, you know that that personal relationship is draining you. If the same thing happens when you look towards fitness or diet or something, you know there's something that needs to change. So that's number one. And the second thing is that when you think about connection, Are you connecting with your students? Are you connecting with your colleagues? Are you connecting with your spouse, your kids, your friends, whatever it might be? And once you are missing that connection, it could be a physical thing, could be a job thing, it might be a signal to you that something needs to change. So if your job is so stressful that you want to disconnect from other people who in past times have breathed life into you, that should be a signal that something maybe needs to change and you're headed towards or in burnout. So connection, super valuable for you to be aware of and to know about. And number three is impact. One of the main reasons why people feel like they're not having an impact in education or they're burning out is that they're like, I don't feel like what I do matters anymore. I don't feel like I'm making a difference. I don't feel like I'm connecting with students. I don't feel like whatever. And if we're wired for impact, then if you're not having an impact, what can you do to change that around? Now, you'll hear me talk about this all the time, what I call the hero's mindset in the book. You can't blame somebody else. Yes, there might be factors outside of your control in that school building, but you control you. And so what can you do to make sure that you're having a bigger impact? What can you do to make sure that you're connecting in a way that is both life-giving, like away and towards, and how can you take care of your physical health, your physical body, your sleep, your rest, all that stuff, so that those three things are clicking and humming together and life is good? And I guarantee that if you shift your mindset towards how can I be healthy so that I can connect in a healthy way, so that I can make an impact, and then keep walking yourself around that circle, like how can I connect so that I make an impact so that I want to be healthy? How can I make an impact so that I'm, you know, and just keep working that sort of circular reasoning. But the point is they do work together and they overflow, and that overflow can be positive or negative. You heard me say this a bunch of times before. So don't you want it to be positive? So that's one of the first things I talk about in the book. Again, the book is recalculating, and it's based on the idea of a GPS system. Once we get off track, we got to figure out where we are, got to figure out where we want to go. And be honest and non-judgmental about those things, and then we can, you know, chart a course to get where we want to be. So if you get value like from this, and it sounds super, you know, YouTube cliche here, if you get value from the podcast, the YouTube channel, my TikTok, the website, any of those things, then go ahead, grab the book. But if not, we're going to spend season two going through some of the stuff in the book on kind of surface level. And if you've got the book already, I think you'll get some additional value out of this. It's I'm still chewing on all the things that I wrote. So that is a short episode one of season two of Kick Some Class podcast. And guys, I really designed everything so that you can go out there and kick some class. So let's get doing it.